WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
is the Bob True Generation on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with their rendition of A Lover's Concerto. And we started this program off. Now I have to get the computer in the right place again. With Frank Chaxfield and I'm Dreaming. I'm Eric O'Brien. I am not dreaming. I am here with you on Tube City Online Radio or WRCT in Pittsburgh, depending on where you are. And it's good to be anywhere, actually. It's time to talk about those holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate because you didn't know about them, or you did and you just ignored them. We're starting with February 27th. Can't believe we're at the end of February already, but that's good because it seems like January 310. But anyhow, February 27th, believe it or not, is National Strawberry Day. They aren't even in season yet. I don't know why it would be National Strawberry Day other than it's a sweet preview of warmer days ahead. Around here, it's usually the first part of June. National Kahlua Day. So coffee liqueur gets its moment to shine there. It goes pretty well with strawberries, I would think. And it's also No-Brainer Day. So celebrate simple decisions and low-stress choices. Yeah, why not? February 28th is National Chocolate Soufflé Day. That's the dessert that rises to the occasion, whatever that may be. National Public Sleeping Day, a bold excuse to nap wherever you are. So just take a nap right now. National Science Day, a nod to discovery, curiosity, and lab coats everywhere. March 1st is National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. That's a day for me. And it's also National Pig Day, which was a favorite of my fourth grade teacher who liked pigs. It's also World Compliment Day, so say something nice and mean it. March 2nd is Dr. Seuss Day, Read Across America, honoring the literacy and the birthday of Theodore Geisel, or Dr. Seuss. National Banana Cream Pie Day, that's good if you like banana cream pie. And Old Stuff Day, not Odd Stuff, Old Stuff Day, a reminder to let go of what you don't need anymore, so give it away if you can. March 3rd is National Anthem Day. That marks the day the Star-Spangled Banner became the U.S. National Anthem. It's also National Cold Cuts Day. So your favorite lunch meat, which sounds so appetizing when you call it that. And then it's also What If Cats and Dogs Had Opposable Thumbs Day? We may not want to answer that one. March 4th is National Grammar Day. So proofreading is required. National Pound Cake Day. Now, it says the dense and buttery cake, but can you just pound cake with your fist? I mean, it really doesn't clarify. Marching Music Day. Now, why is this Marching Music Day? Because it's March 4th. That's the only day of the year that's a sentence. And then finally, March 5th is National Cheese Doodle Day. You get orange sticky fingers from that. It's also National Absinthe Day, a historic spirit with a dramatic reputation, and Multiple Personality Day, a quirky observance celebrating the many hats we all wear. And those are some of the holidays you needed to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate. Here's Ray Conniff and What the World Needs Now on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Think spring and bask in the beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
with Ronnie Aldridge and Woodstock. Before that, we had Bert Kempfert with Easy Glider, Simon Park with Break My Stride, and Ray Conniff with What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio at NWRCT in Pittsburgh. Good to be with you. Here is Caravelli and Comme Toi. That's all the French I know.
10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
That is Bruce Rowland on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Killing Me Softly. Before that, we had, and I have to be delicate with this one, Barry Lippman with Knock Up Susie. Now, that was titled in England, where it means to wake them up. So it's Wake Up Susie in this country. Anyhow, Floyd Kramer in there with King of the Road before that. And it's good to be with you. I'm Eric O'Brien. And Dateline, Birmingham, Alabama. A foster kitten with four ears is purring its way into internet fame thanks to a rare genetic quirk that has social media users buzzing about it. The tiny tabby named Dobby by shelter volunteers sports the extra auditory appendages atop its head, but seems perfectly healthy and attentive to pets and treats. Caregivers say Dobby often reacts to sounds before other cats in the room, leading them to joke it's got an extra set of ears for extra drama. The viral photos and videos have sparked adoption inquiries from across the country. Veterinary experts say the condition is unusual but not harmful, emphasizing Dobby's heart is as lovable as any other kitten. So no official word yet on whether the feline prefers indie podcasts or classic rock. Yes, of course. Boise, Idaho. Our friend David Rush is at it again. This time, he and his hand-picked crew set a new oddball milestone by building towering stacks of giant dice faster than anyone on record. The team timed themselves constructing 20 dice towers, each precariously higher than the last, in a spectacle described by onlookers as architectural Jenga meets casino chic. Well, there you go. Rush, known for his eclectic record resume, grinned and declared the effort a gamble that paid off literally. Judges confirmed that the feat smashed the previous official time, although no craps games were harmed in the process. And finally, in Sydney, Australia, an Australian woman, a good place for her, has shattered a Guinness World Record by collecting 2,656 different Shopkins toys, a tiny plastic army spanning years of spirited hunting. The collector who declined to reveal how many shelves in her home the stash now occupies, said the record attempt began as a childhood passion and evolved into an organized cataloging worthy of a museum or a very crowded closet. Friends reported she knows each toy's names, release years, and most embarrassing dance move. I have no idea what these things are, so I'm as lost as you are. Officials from Guinness Cardboard Towers and Toy Credentials confirmed the total and awarded her with the title in a ceremony with confetti and miniature disco balls. Okay, well, that's special, isn't it? Well, it must be happening. Here's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Is your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Relaxing and Easy with Jerry Toth and If We Try. Before that, we had Norman Candler with I Started a Joke. Lex de Azevedo in there with Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. John Gregory had My Little Town. And Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass started that set off with The Happening. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. We have time for one more in this hour. Here's Johnny Pearson. And Morning Has Broken. Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Williams is going to take us up to the top of the hour with Greensleeves. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, won't you?
is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on smooth, relaxing.